If you set aside the now stalled cleanup of PCBs from the Fox River near Green Bay, perhaps the most active urban river revitalization work in Wisconsin has been in Milwaukee. There's much to be done as the area is home to many waterways with a hardly pristine history, including the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnikinnick rivers.
It's hard to impress upon anyone who's seen this for the first time what it looked like as recently as a year ago. It looked in pretty poor shape.
Ben Gramling stands on a bluff overlooking the Kinnikinnick River and describes what the KK, as the river is sometimes called, used to look like in this roughly four-block stretch west of I-94. Since then, concrete that formed part of the river bottom and banks has been removed and replaced by rocks. Vegetation has been planted, and the river's course has been slightly altered. It's part of a multi-million dollar effort to control flooding, reduce the risk of drowning, remove contaminated sediments, and, Gramling says, other pollution.
This is also where many, many shopping carts and many, many other things have been deposited, either by people on the banks right here or coming with that water down through the channels.
Gramling is director of environmental health programs at the 16th Street Community Clinic. He's also a commissioner of the Metro Milwaukee Sewerage District. District Project Director Dave Fowler says the next thing to happen along the KK will be a few blocks west, where more flood-prone homes will be purchased and then torn down.
We'll wait till we have 12 of those houses. We'll put those into a deconstruction or demolition contract and knock those down. We'll move on to another 12.
Eventually, the hope is to tear out longer stretches of the concrete channel of the Kinnikinnick and make the waterway more like another Milwaukee area river on the mend, the Menominee. Much has been done along this stretch of the Menominee since floods in 1997 and 98. The work has included the taking out of a small dam, removal of homes, and the installation of flood control berms. Mike Hahn of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission acknowledges that people are still not swimming in or drinking out of the Menominee due to bacteria in the water.
For body contact recreation, bacteria is what governs, and the farther downstream you go, the higher the bacteria counts. But there has been significant progress, it's just not all the way there yet.
But Dave Fowler of the sewer district says fishing in the Menominee is getting significantly better.
Smallmouth bass, walleye, the salmon, the northern pike, some of the best northern pike fishing apparently during when the northern pike from the harbor apparently come up to spawn.
Denny Kneff of the River Alliance of Wisconsin likes what he sees along the Menominee. But he says in some riverside cities, raising local funds or applying for federal cleanup money is like pulling teeth.
There will be a lot of excuses about, well, you know, we're different. And some of that's true. You can't blow that off. These communities have cultures that are, you know, really interesting.
Kneff says in some cases, individuals or companies with deep pockets are coming forward. He says the S.C. Johnson Company is helping with a cleanup of the Root River in Racine.
Racine has a sugar daddy. Sheboygan's got a lot of money in it, some industrial money. Nina's got Bergstrom. Well, God bless them all. I mean, I think this has been a good force.
Others say urban river cleanup also requires political leaders with courage, willing to bet that a public financial investment will draw more people to the waterways. That could get more businesses to put their front door facing the river instead of their back door and dumpster. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.